Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Good afternoon, it's Sean Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters, and today, joined by two special guests, I have Willie. Now, Willie, you're a producer with Shaw right here in Fort McMurray, and Jessica, you're an extreme athlete. You're an incredible athlete. You run very long distance, and you do it very well. So please, welcome both of y'all to the show today.
Thank you.
I guess, Jessica, I want to go into your background right away before we get into the film. Are you born and raised Fort McMurray?
I was raised here. I wasn't really born here, but practically the same.
Kind of how she goes. What was your upbringing throughout it all? Have you been running since you were young? Was it something that you developed late? How did you get into this passion for running?
Actually, I didn't actually start running until 2016.
Until 20?
Okay. I've never really been a big athlete, so...
Well, hey, you're in a very good athlete now. And then so 2016, what got you to that point to start running?
Well, I guess I wanted an activity throughout the winter. And I'm not really like a team sport person. I wasn't super athletic growing up. So I was like, hey, why not winter running? And that'll get me through the winter. And then I kind of didn't get into ultra running until the fire, the 2016 fire. I was evacuated south in Edmonton, and my friend said, hey, why don't you come out for a trail run? And I went out, and it was just it was pretty awesome, and the community is so great. So yeah, I got hooked.
When you say ultra running, what do you mean by ultra running?
Ultra running is basically anything over a marathon. So a marathon is 42K. Anything over that is an ultra, but typically it goes from 50 to anywhere like up to, God, I don't think there's a limit. Like the longest I did a run is 1,000 miles. So yeah, that's pretty extreme.
Pardon me? You've done 1,000 miles?
No. That's the longest. Yeah.
I don't think I'm 31. I don't think I've done 1,000 miles in my lifetime. Holy. Golly. And then so we have Willie over here. How did y'all link up to create what we have in front of us here as a rediscovering home?
Well, I just looked it up because I was pretty sure you were going to ask. But on August 8th of 2020, Jessica agreed to meet me, and we just chatted at Mitchell's Cafe. I had read about her. I think I saw her on social media. She runs north. And I was like, this is a pretty cool story. I was like, sure, it'd be fun to make a little feature. And then she said, well, you could come on the run. And I was like, what? Oh, that'd be the best. So
suckered him in.
And then I should mention too, already Thomas Hopkins had already been in touch too, to come along as well. So pretty quickly we formed a sweet little team.
And then
we formed an alliance. Yeah. The dream team, we called it.
Tell me a little bit about rediscovering home.
Well, it follows Jessica's run last March. So we got on a borrowed snowmobile. Thomas and I had never ridden on a snowmobile before, but someone really kindly lent us one, and we followed her around with some cameras and some drones, and we just tried to capture the whole experience. And so the film is kind of like the abbreviated version of it. And what we try to do is match the physical demands of a run like this with the emotional journey of reconnecting with your own home, your own community, your own backyard.
And then the run took place right in our backyard here in the RMWB, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Well, we have like a few different options. We kept hitting speed bumps along the way. So really like what you saw in that video, it was just like stroke of luck that we managed to pull it all together, because we kept hitting barriers, and suddenly like 2 days before we left, we had to find a snowmobile. We had to, yeah, it was a miraculous thing that it went off so well.
Yeah, I kind of heard like a lot of things happen, just like with COVID related and whatnot, that a lot of things kind of happen. And then so it was like you had one plan, and then you had to do another one, and then you had to do another one kind of thing.
Yeah.
And to have what you came out with is pretty incredible.
Yeah, actually, like looking back at it, the fact that we had to kind of rethink everything turned out being better, because if we had done the winter road, we wouldn't have had the kind of community interaction that we got to have with our final route. And that really made it special. We wouldn't have had that on the road. So It's just good that it turned out that way.
Once again, joined by Jessica, who is a runner right here up in the RMWB, and with Willie, who is with Shaw Spotlight. We are talking about the film Rediscovering Home, who is up for a couple of awards this weekend. We'll tell you how to vote on those, and I want to ask Jessica, you, a couple more questions about your run here. Going to take our first break, and we'll be right back on Fort McMurray Matters.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back with Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Kreitz, and I'm joined with Jessica, who is a runner, a marathoner, an ultra-marathoner, whatever you want to call it. She's incredible at running. And I'm also joined with Willie, who's with Shaw Spotlight. Together, they created a film, Rediscovering Home, that is up for a couple awards with Shaw Spotlight. And it's about a 5-minute film that just kind of tracks Jessica's run through the RMWB. Are you allowed to elaborate on what was the original plan with the winter road?
Yeah, for sure. I was going to go all the way to Fort Smith. My plan had been to do the Iditarod, and with COVID, I couldn't do that. So I said, hey, why don't I just do the winter road all the way to Fort Smith? Now, of course, then COVID got worse, and the Northwest Territories decided that they didn't want anybody entering. So they decided not to, they asked Parks Canada not to build the road. So then I was like, oh, well, I'll just go to Fort Chip. It's only 150, but it's still at least some adventure in the middle of COVID. And of course, they had their own challenges with the winter road. The service, the window for service was so much smaller, and they felt that me being on the road would kind of impact their supplies, because they had how many fuel trucks trying to go down. It really made it unsafe, really, to kind of travel it at that window. So I had to rethink it again after that.
And then you said it ended up being a little bit better because, did you say the community support a little bit? You got to see a lot of that?
Yeah, like because you're within service, so I was able to go on my stories, and I was able to post updates, and they were able to share my location, and so people followed along, and I had a lot of messages of support, and that really bumped up my spirit in the hard moments, you know.
How many days did it take to do? Or I guess so. What was the final plan that you planned out for, that you set it on? Like, this is the run, start to finish.
Right. So once we had to decide on the final act, I decided to just kind of connect all of the locations I had been training into one long route. And it's basically snowmobile trails around town. And they start in waterways. So it's just like this trail that goes out. It goes around Stony Mountain, and then it comes back, and it's 200 kilometers. And that's what we had decided on.
Wow. Okay. And how many days did that take to complete?
It took 4 days, but it wasn't like a continuous route. We stopped to camp at night.
Mm-hmm. And then, so nothing, you didn't come back to the town or city at all? Was everything just camping out?
Yep. Yeah, once we left, we didn't come back until we finished.
All right. And then are you used to doing that, Jessica?
I'm used to doing staged races, but not in the winter. Like I've done like 3 or 4 before in the summer, which is completely different.
Now, Willie, I know that you like to get a little wild in the wild. Are you used to kind of that in the winter right there?
No, never been winter camping before. I was like, I didn't know that was really a thing. And so, yeah, it was pretty fun. Try out a new tent and, yeah, hope fingers crossed the stoves don't freeze up. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I thought maybe the camera crew would be allowed to come into the warmth of the city and then back out again, but no.
Yeah, I mean, we had the option if we had to sort of zip out, but we were there for the experience and real and raw. So, yeah, we
were there. Yeah, they really bought into it. Hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah. Any quirky stories that maybe didn't make rediscovering home that you want to tell? Maybe just like someone with a stove or during the journey along the way, anything kind of happen?
Well, yeah, we had one day where everything kind of went wrong. I'm trying to remember everything that happened. Along the line, my phone did break, and I also like destroyed some camera batteries. had some tips about how to keep this stuff warm, and they did stay warm, but I didn't account sort of like moisture accumulation in my system and just how bumpy the sled was going to be that we had attached to the snowmobile. So, yeah, so we did do that. And I think a few of us burnt some stuff over the campfire too, probably. I think
yeah,
my gloves fell victim.
Crashed the drone.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we lost the drone too. So, yeah, there's some mishaps for sure.
As long as you guys made it out alive and everything's good, it's all good. Hey, we're just going to take our second break, and then I want to hop into the film itself. Like, where can you see it? How long it is? All the good stuff. Joined with Willie, with Shaw, and Jessica, who is a runner right here in the RMWB, about their film called Rediscovering Home. We'll be right back.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mixed 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mixed 103.7.
And we're back with Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Sean Kreitz. I'm joined with Willie with Shaw Spotlight and Jessica, who is a local runner in the RMWB. Together, they have created Rediscovering Home, which is a film about running right here in the region. Not just running like you would every single day, but like ultra marathon running, that type of thing. Why don't we dive right into the film as well? How long is the film Rediscovering Home?
It's 5 minutes.
Oh, there we go. And then so where can people go and watch it if they want to just tune into it?
All right, so it can be found on all the major social media platforms. Or you can go to shawspotlight.ca, and it's there. And right now, it's on the front page.
Ooh.
Jessica, how's it feel to be on the front page of Shaw Spotlight?
I don't know. It feels strange sometimes. Like, I'll go to the dog park, and people recognize me, and it's just weird.
Did you ever envision something like this when you started running back in 2016? Like, is this a spot where you wanted to be? Like, just to do something as big as this?
I never really pictured this, but I do remember, like, when I first started seeing other people do longer distances and being like, wow, I could never do that. I wish I could do that.
And then now, moving forward in the future, do you have anything else planned that's big or anything? Or just anything small, medium?
A few things. I'm training for the Iditarod this year. It's actually going on now that COVID has kind of settled down. And then the dream team is getting back together for another session. We're going to, like, I'm trying to start an Iditarod qualifier in town. And we're going to film a little teaser about it in January, have a test run, and get another film together for that. This one will be a bit longer because it's not like Shaw Spotlight.
Okay. Is this another winter one?
Yeah.
All right. Willie, how do you feel? Another round two? first winter.
Oh, I'm so ready. Yeah, it was the highlight of my winter for sure. This past season, so I just can't wait.
Oh, there you go. And Spotlight Screen Awards are also going on pretty soon here.
Yeah, that's right. So we have these annual awards every year at Shaw Spotlight, and pretty exciting. We take sort of the best content that's been produced across all our teams across Canada, and it gets put in all these categories for awards, I guess. And most of them are judged by independent judges in the film industry around Canada. So pretty cool. So Rediscovering Home is up for Best Story. And best feature overall, so we've got our fingers crossed for that. And then the thing we need some help with is we're also up for 2021 Viewer's Choice Award, and so what we need are some votes to try and win that one. So
cool. I guess Willie, we'll start with you. How does it feel to be kind of like a producer behind something like this, to be nominated for awards like this?
You gotta admit, it feels pretty cool. Like if you go to the website or you go to YouTube, it's got like those little like laurels, like all the little nominee images stuck on top of the thumbnail, and it's like, oh man, like that feels pretty awesome. We put a lot of work into it. It was a labor of love, so it feels cool that it's getting some recognition.
And then yeah, Jessica, like, when you first connected with Willie, did you just think, it's just going to be like a fun video, we'll post it on Facebook, it'll get a couple likes, and we'll spread some awareness for what I do? And then for now to be like nominated for Best Story, how does that feel?
It feels pretty good. I remember like back when I met him, I didn't really know what to expect because I've never done something like this, and all I could do was hope that my feelings and my motivation would be captured properly, and they did such an amazing job. I'm so happy with the end result, so it's deserving.
If someone were to go watch it for the first time, what would you want them to take away from it?
Just how special this community is, and how, you know, specific events or things that you go through can like really you change your perspective. I remember when I grew up, I hated Fort McMurray. I was ashamed to say I was from there. And then now, like, my heart bleeds for this city now.
And then just producing the thing, Willie, what would you want someone to take away from it if they watched it for the first time?
Yeah, I would say for sure pretty much the same thing. Like, meeting Jessica has been pretty incredible, and all the work she does in the community and the running community in town, and meeting that kind of champion for a place like this is pretty cool. And so I just hope people are inspired by the story and fall in love a little bit with the place we call home here.
Very, very cool. Anything else that I haven't touched on that you want to get out about Rediscovering Home here?
Go vote. ShawSpotlight.ca. Enter your email address. We want that award.
How many times can you vote?
Just once.
Per email address.
Yeah, that's right. So
just like create a bot that creates a bunch of email addresses and then vote.
Exactly. See, that's what we do here in the RMWB. We come together like that.
Yeah.
Very cool. Hey, well, best of luck. ShawSpotlight.ca, is that the website that you said?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's it. And it's right on the homepage. There's three films nominated. They're all good. So do take maybe some time to watch all of them. But I mean, you know what you need. What you need to vote for. So make it happen.
And then what's
Can
the?
Can I add one more thing?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, in consideration of what you said, like, what would I want people to take away from it? There's also the aspect of, like, Fort McMurray, yeah, we're cold in the winter, but it doesn't mean you need to batten down the hatches and hibernate. You can go outside and you can have adventure still. You just got to dress for it.
Yeah. No bad weather, just bad clothing.
Hey,
yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And it's beautiful out there.
Yeah, is that an original quote, Willie? My goodness.
Oh, no, that's like right up there with like, take nothing but memories, leave nothing but footprints. It's like
modern philosopher in our time here. I love it. When's the cutoff date for when people can vote for it?
November 9th.
Yeah. All right, November 9th. So Fort McMurray loves to be last minute with a couple of things. Don't be last minute with this. Get it in early.
Get those bots created.
All right. Hey, well, Jessica, Willie, absolute pleasure to have you on Fort McMurray Matters today. Hope for the best of luck with everything moving forward.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Once again, that's Willie Whiston with Shaw Spotlight and Jessica, who is the runner, the main star of Rediscovering Home. We will be posting a link not only to the podcast, but to where you can vote on Shaw Spotlight over on our social media fairly shortly here. Thank you so much. That's all the time we have here on Fort McMurray Matters, and you can check out the Mix socials for all the details. Have a great weekend.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.